It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Senator Lindsey Graham had some especially strong words for China if it decides to provide lethal weapons to Russia in its war against Ukraine.
As the war approaches the one-year mark, the South Carolina Republican says to China,
"If you jump on the Putin train now, you're dumber than dirt. It would be like buying a ticket on the Titanic after you saw the movie. Don't do this."
On ABC, Senator Graham also spoke about what the U.S. should do as the war continues.
Make Russia a state sponsor of terrorism under U.S. law, which would make it harder for China to give weapons to Russia. And we need to start training Ukrainian pilots on the F-16 now.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A response to that from Secretary of State Antony Blinken on CBS's Face the Nation.
We've been very clear that we shouldn't fixate or focus on any particular weapon system because it's not just the weapon system. You've got to make sure that the Ukrainians are trained to use it.
In Turkey, crews continue to work around the clock, but most now understand that they won't find any more survivors from the 7.8 magnitude earthquake. The BBC's Laura Bicker is in Turkey.
It's now 13 days since the earthquake. The prayers in Hatay province are no longer for survivors. Instead, relatives are hoping rescuers will find a body for them to bury.
More than 40,000 people are confirmed dead from the quakes in Turkey and Syria. After the shootings that killed three students and hospitalized five last week, classes will resume at Michigan State University tomorrow. Thomas Yeitsko is MSU's interim provost and executive vice president for academic affairs.
For extenuating circumstances where students really struggle and they are not able to make it, we have advisors ready to work with them. Similarly, for extending circumstances for faculty, we make sure that they can work with their department chairs or school directors, as well as their deans, in support of finding what they need.
Facebook and Instagram are going to offer a subscription service that will allow users to verify their accounts. CNET's Ian Shore with reaction.
Subscriptions have become all the rage of Silicon Valley. What's important for Facebook is making sure people feel like this is a valuable thing to pay for, while also not alienating the people who are using its service for free. Meta makes most of its revenue from advertising, but that business has been inconsistent and hurt over the last couple of years. Having a group of people who are willing to pay a regular monthly fee for a subscription potentially gives Meta more stability.
The service will cost between $12 and $15 a month. LA police are treating the shooting death of an auxiliary Catholic bishop yesterday afternoon as a homicide. David O'Connell was killed at his home in Hacienda Heights. He was a priest, later a bishop in the city for 45 years. This is CBS News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 18. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, snow showers likely at times, highs level off around 37. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation, lows around 17. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and once again, you are listening to Seth Faces the Music, the show that asks, Mister, can you spare a song? Today on the show, we're doing songs all about the title Mister. It has a surprising history in popular music, so if you're asking me, Mr. Seth, how are we going to start? I will say, join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
Guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue. Like him, I am doubtful that your love is is true. But if you decide to call on me, ask for Mr. Blue. I'm Mr. Blue. When you say you love me,
Mr. Blue,
then prove it by going out on the sly, proving your love isn't true.
Call me Mr. Blue.
I'm Mr. Blue. When you say you're sorry,
Mr. Blue,
then turn around, heading for the lights of town, hurting me through and through.
Call me Mr. Blue.
I stay at home at night. Upside down, I'm painting it too, but I'm painting it blue. Call me Mr. Blue.
Ah, the dulcet tones of the Fleetwoods there with Mr. Blue. And we opened up the show today with an instrumental from Ray Charles. Yes, Mr. C was the name of that one. Up next, we're going to turn to a band who hit it big in the mid-90s, an English funk band with their distinctive Moose Man logo. I'm talking about Jamiroquai, and from their album The Return of the Space Cowboy from 1994, here's Mr. Moon.
Have seen that, yes.
From their 1973 album, Goat's Head Soup, that was the world's greatest rock and roll band. It says here, the Rolling Stones with Dancin' with Mr. D. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, we are going to go 3 years, 5 months, and 2 days in the life of, well, you're just going to have to wait and find out when we come back here on WFHR.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
In fact, no, brother man, here, have two. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. That's the poem I wrote for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wendell. That's his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had the chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And to think blacks spend all their money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Mr. Wendell has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb. Free to be without the worries of a quick to this society, for Mr. Wendell's a bum. His only worries are sickness and an occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized, we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge when thousands of innocent men could be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge? Mr. Wendell has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far, and we got too far, cause on him we've walked. Mr. Wendell, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I feed you dignity to stand with pride. Realize that all in all, you stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell.
Probably best known for their big hit, Pushin' Too Hard, that was The Seeds, a classic American garage band with Mr. Farmer. And before that, we opened this section with Arrested Development and their classic, Mr. Wendell. Here on Seth Faces the Music, in our ongoing quest to go anywhere, see everything, and do anybody, we are always on the lookout for fine novelty items of the musical persuasion. And today, we've got a really, really, really good one? You decide, but few people have grabbed their 15 minutes of fame harder than one Lawrence Tirod, better known to the wider world as Mr. T. And here's evidence of that. In 1984, he recorded an album for kids, and this was the single off of it. Here's Mr. T's Commandment.
In yourself, you can count on some as a rule of thumb, but most you can't depend. When things get hot and you're in a spot, your parents are your friends. You won't come to harm in your parents' arm, they'll never let you fall. When they hear a cry, they don't ask why, they answer when you call. Through thick and thin, you can count them in, they'll stand right by your side. When all seems lost at any cost, your parents will provide. Break the rule, God help you, who you got Mr. T to fear? Now listen, kids, when you forbid the things you want to do, don't cry and scream and make a scene, they know what's good for you. You girls and boys, they're pride and joy, they're bright and shining stars. Your mom and dad give all they have at the bottom.
chasing rainbows in the sky. It's my invitation. Let's all take a trip on my ecstasy. I'm Mr. Bad Guy. Yes, I'm everybody's Mr. Bad Guy. Can't you see? I'm Mr. Mercury. Oh, spread your wings and fly away with me. Your big daddy's got no place to stay. Of the USA, Mr. Bad Guy. Yes, I'm everybody's Mr. Bad Guy. Can't you see I'm Mr. Mercury? Oh, spread your wings and fly away with me. I'm Mr. Bad Guy. They're all afraid of me. I can ruin people's lives.
Sad. He ended up really, really, really sad. He ended up sad. He ended up sad. He ended up really, really, really sad. So take the hand of Mr. Me and Mr. Make Him Glad to swim the Mr. Misty Sea and cease the Mr. Mystery that Mr. made him sad. He ended up sad. He ended up sad.
He ended up really, really, really sad. He ended up sad. He ended up sad. He ended up really, really, really sad.
He ended up sad. He ended up sad. He ended up really, really, really sad. He ended up sad. He ended up sad. He ended up really, really, really sad.
They Might Be Giants reworking one of their earlier songs with the Other Thing Brass Band. That was Mr. Me. And before that, we had Freddie Mercury all by his lonesome with Mr. Bad Guy. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, ladies and gentlemen, we have a classic song by Jerry Jeff Walker that's been recorded by a few people, but I got a version that I like the best, also happened to be one of the biggest hits for it. Find out what it is when we return here on WFHR.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local civic media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a sail in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of a. As the smoke ran out, he talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. He said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the sail. His pants and fair that stands for we jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Bojangles dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years, he still grieved. Set a dance now at every chance in honky tonk. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him.
Thank you.
And that there was Rick James with Mr. Policeman from his album Street Songs. And before that, we started this section off with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Mr. Bojangles. Ah, love that tune. Next up is an artist we have not played yet here on Seth Faces the Music, and I'm really excited to do it now. He's got a great ancestry, African-American, Cherokee, Jewish. He's a United Nations all by himself. Here's Ben Harper with Excuse Me, Mister.
Out in front of your name, 'cause it's a mist, man. smile. What will your next trip be? Slagging Sergeant Pepper, snorting your old man's bones, or falling out of a tree. Hold on, Mr. Charisma. You got something tasty up your sleeve. Something to mash your best friend's brain. Or have we been deceived? I wish it was a riff. I wish it was a riff. A riff as stiff as a teddy boy's quiff. I wish it was a song, an L.